The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 13th day of the blessed month of Misur, or Misrayani. May God begin it in goodness and renew it in peace for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the transfiguration of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on Mount Tabor. The disciples Peter, James, and John were with him, and about whom the Lord said, "There are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." He fulfilled his promise, for 6 days later, he took his three disciples up on a high mountain where he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them talking to the Lord. The Lord wants to teach us that he is the Lord of Moses, whom he can raise from the dead, and that he is the God of Elijah, whom he can bring him back from heaven. Saint Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." This indicated the weakness of Peter, for he thought that the Lord needed something to cover him from the sun. It also indicated his good character, for he did not think of himself or the other disciples. We should not marvel at the lack of knowledge of the disciples, for they were not yet perfected. While Peter was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, so that Peter would know that Jesus was not in need of tabernacles made by hands. Suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard the voice, they fell on their faces and were exceedingly afraid. Jesus came and touched them with his blessed hand, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but the Lord Jesus alone. To him is the glory forever. Amen.